And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for you today. Today is going to be a really cool show and very informational. We've got Captain Dave Bacon and Tiffany Bacon, rod wrapping experts. We're going to be talking all about rod building, rod components, fishing, and more. And there's some really good fishing that's been happening this week. We're going to be talking to you all about it. It's going to be a very fun day. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the all-new Talica A Series Reel. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and one of those cool shows today, Rick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna learn something.
Fumble. Corey and I will be going through it. I'm one-handed, and
good to see you, by the way.
And Corey's here, and yeah, we're pumped. Pumped to be here.
Fish pumps,
sure. Yeah,
and hugs.
I got one good one of those.
Yeah.
But you're right, man. Today's going to be a very cool show, and with having Dave and Tiffany in here. And my apologies right off the bat. I was corrected very politely, but not Tiffany Bacon any longer. At one point was a Tiffany Bacon. Yeah. Now Tiffany Bay. But you said I wasn't the first guy that's made that mistake. Bart's been giving it to you for a long time.
Yes.
And been giving it to you for a long time because you have been around this for a long time, clearly grown up around fishing and all of this, but also, I mean, you brought in some absolutely amazing custom rods this morning, and that's your real world now is the custom rod world.
Right? Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, Dave and Tiffany, we're really stoked to have you guys. Thank you. Came down a long ways. Came down from Santa Barbara to join us and hang out and talk fishing this morning, and we're really pumped, Dave. Thank you for making the drive down.
Oh, it was just about
a five-day ride on a good horse, no big thing.
I like it. Well, as long as it's a good horse, then we're all right. So kind of big news, you know, Dave, obviously you've been on the show before talking about the charter fishing and things like that and, you know, backed by popular demand. But this is something new and exciting that we're talking about today. And obviously your background is in fishing and has been forever, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of questions that come along that. But today is all about custom rods, custom rod building, and Tiffany is literally at the forefront of that world. And, man, tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, I'll start off. Yeah, Tiffany has been around fishing for a very long time, since she was about fin high to an anchovy.
No choice in the matter.
No choice at all. Worked on the charter boat with me, got her own captain's license, ran the boat without me. Yeah, managed our tackle store for years, built custom rods, and got to the point where she went to the international rod building competition and won the People's Choice Award. And in the judge category, she was placed in the top 10 in the world.
Wow.
So incredible.
That's awesome.
She's got this. And we have been working on an e-commerce website for people that like to build or repair or refurbish rods. And we're introducing vaguerods.net. Now, we're using .net for an important reason.
Okay.
Because in fishing, we use nets.
I like it.
Perfect.
I like it. That's
so it's
cool.
Vague rods, all one word, vaguerods.net. And, well, we expected to have it live by now, but the web hosting company has little wrinkles to iron out of their own.
Like it.
So it'll be open in, I don't know, a matter of days, we hope. And so we'd like people to go on to social media platforms and do a follow on us so we can keep them informed of when we will actually be open and offering everything they need to build, repair, or refurbish rods at like rock bottom prices.
That's awesome.
Below MSRP. And let Tiffany talk a little bit about the social media sites where people might follow us.
Yeah, how, where, when, how do we do all the follows, Tiffany?
Oh, boy. Well, if you're on Instagram, it's Vague Rods.
Okay.
Facebook, I have a Facebook page that's vaguerods.net. TikTok, it's Vague Custom Rods, and YouTube channel is Vague Rods.
Okay.
So any one of those three that they want to come on, come on over.
I was blown away just in the few minutes that we got to talk about what you guys are going to be doing with Vague Rods. Again, website, when it's live one more time, will be
vaguerods.net.
It's a lot more... E-commerce website for sure, and that's the bones of it, is you're going to be able to buy all the parts and pieces. But it's a lot more than just that. You were talking offering complete custom rods, which they're, I mean, we'll show them. We'll pull them on the YouTube camera. They're works of art.
Incredible.
I mean, absolutely amazing, both function and form. But also, you're going to do a lot more than just sell rods on the website.
Exactly. Ideally, I love to teach people how to build rods, how to fix their rods. So we have online rod building classes where they can be anywhere around the world they want to be and learn how to build a rod or fix their rod.
That's
or
cool.
Refurbish their old rods.
That I love, too. I mean, everybody's had a guide insert pop out, a guide break, a tip come loose, a grip go bad, you know, a time to change. And, you know, that can mean a trip to the tackle store or, if that happens to you in August, you know, the turnaround isn't the next day, you know, for a rod, you know, repair, whatever it might be, and you're going to be able to teach somebody the entire process.
Mm-hmm. From start to finish.
And that's the cool thing about Tiffany, too. That could be as simple as black-on-black thread and wrapping a guide on and putting some finish and getting right back to work, all the way up to, you know, Captain Dave was telling us you build, like, a very special handle, a handle that's unique to you, and thread weaves, and, I mean, just the list goes on and on about the ability that Tiffany has in terms of building rods. And all that's going to be... live classes on their website?
We've got three different types of classes. You know, the beginners who aren't quite up to there, that have maybe some of them have never wrapped a rod, they do the beginner class, and by the time they're done, and they're six-week courses. They're not this 1 or 2 day
I love this.
Type, you know, where it's thrown out at you.
Yeah.
It's six-week courses, and I take them step by step all the way, and it's also interactive, so if they have questions, they can pop on. Say, okay, I don't understand this, or how do I do this? So everything's taking them step by step. I feel like classes I've been to where I've seen that's like 1 or 2 days,
yeah.
You know, and it's like 8 hour long. By the time you're like, ugh.
Yeah, you can't quite soak it in. I got it. I love it. And I'm certainly exciting to hear. And now, walk us through the custom rod process. Why does an angler out there want to go the custom rod route? You know, there's a lot of factory rods out there these days. What is it about a custom rod that makes that either provides an advantage or what is it about the custom build process?
Got a basic choice, and that's home built, factory built, or custom built by someone else. Tiffany can teach everyone to build their own, or repair, or refurbish. We will carry store-bought rods on the website also, but you know, it's primarily about rod building,
yeah.
And the importance of having the right stick with you out there for the type of fishing you're going to do today. And we all know you get out there on the water and, oop, the plan changes because whatever.
Sure.
And so one rod may not be quite everything that you need out there today. You know, people would walk into the tackle store all the time and say, hey, Captain, have you got a rod that's kind of a good all-around rod that I can buy?
Right.
And I just smile and say, have you ever seen a golfer go out with one club in their bag? Well, the problem is the same, and the reason is the same.
Yeah.
Not one club for a golfer or one rod for a fisher person is going to do everything that needs to be done today. And so there is no all-around stick. Although we're going to be talking about as close as we can get to that with my signature series that Captain Tiffany builds, and that's bacon sticks.
Okay.
Bacon sticks.
That's about as close as we can get to all around, but it's still totally customizable. But that's the importance of going out there with a quality thing. See, when you're on a really, really good fish, you want to be bending a rod you have absolute faith in.
Sure.
That's the importance of it right there.
And the other thing that I love so much about it is everybody isn't built the same. You know, Tiffany's arms are shorter than yours, and yep. Mine are longer than this, and Corey stands up taller this way. You know, and where the reel is placed on the rod is different for every person. And sure, a factory rod is good enough. But sometimes on a big fish or whatever it is, good enough isn't as good as what it could be. And you'd be amazed at the difference that repositioning a reel seat or a handle or a grip can do for somebody or make it so much more comfortable. Or you wouldn't believe that, like, oh, that's what's putting the kink in my back because I'm a little bit hunched over because my arm is not reaching up as far as it could be or the reel is up a little too high. And maybe run us a little bit through that, Tiffany.
Yeah, that's a massive important thing. That's one thing that I'm heavily drilling my students on is appropriate measurements of their arms, their body, to create a rod that's built for them, not Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
Just like you said, what I have them do first step is measure from the very tip of their elbow to the palm of their hand, and that's the length of their rear grip.
Okay.
Like as you said about kinks in the back, I can't count how many people that have come up to me and said, okay, when I'm fishing, and it could be a rockfish, all of a sudden I'm having pains right here. And I'm said, well, let me see your length, your measurements. Look at that, and I look at the, well, there's your problem.
Yeah, okay.
You do not have the grips and where the position of the reel seat designated to your body style, and this is designated for somebody else.
Yeah. Now, let's say there's somebody out there that's got a favorite rod, and they love the way that it bends, but they do exactly what you're describing, and they realize, like, man, this thing is too short. Is that retrofittable? Like, can we change the grips around on a rod that we already have, and is that something that we can learn through the website?
You know, let me take this one, because we all have a boneyard of old rods in our garage, right? And some of them are missing a guide or a tip, and some of them are missing much more than that.
Right. I hate to admit, I got one of those for sure. Perfect description.
Only one?
Right. I only want one boneyard. There's a whole lot of broken sticks in there, but there's only one yard.
That's for sure. Well, you see, and that's where it helps to learn how to repair and perhaps totally refurbish. And the example you just made is exactly that. Yeah, that's the case for refurbish. Because you've got a trusty old blank that you really love, and it's just not quite right for you, or perhaps it's kind of worn out the components, and that's a time when you want to refurbish it because, hey, we're getting close to winter. We're getting there.
Right.
And that's just such a good way to spend a winter, is hunkered down and taking your old boneyard, figuring out, I remember this one. This one is awesome. And then refurbishing that or repairing it so that come next season, you're on it. You're at the rail, and you've got the stick of your dreams because you know it, you trust it, you believe in it. And when you bend that one on a good fish, it is a rod that you have absolute faith in.
And it's yours. I mean, there is something that is so inherently cool about catching a fish on something that you made and you built and you put your time and your soul and you cussed at the machine because your trim band wasn't the right, and you cut it off and you redid it and then you got it just right. And all of those things go into making that rod yours. And like when that sea bass or that halibut or that calico or whatever it is, it does hit the deck, like on the stick that you built, there's an extra level of satisfaction that goes along with it.
So important.
What is your favorite type of composite? I mean, is it graphite? Is it? And I ask because I'm the kind of guy that likes the combination of graphite with the fiberglass tip, so it's a softer. I mean, for anything, for bait fishing, for throwing plastics around, or.
Well, in our relationship, me and my daughter Tiffany, my primary function is to wear rods out.
I like your thinking.
To fix that problem.
Yeah,
okay. That's great.
So I can refurbish it.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So I have destroyed a lot of rods. Yeah. I can answer that question. You know, the old school fiberglass were just tough to beat up, I should say, right?
Yeah.
They put up with a lot.
Longevity.
They weren't necessarily the most sensitive, and, you know, you really had to look to get the right action on them, but they were durable. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the modern graphite and all of that, and boy, to use it is just a wonder. You know, you can cast with it so good, its action is so good, its sensitivity, you know, especially like if you're spooled up with braided line, you can be fishing 300 feet deep, and you can feel your live sardine bait so much that you want to set the hook on it.
I mean, it's great.
But if you get carried away and you drop that rod on the deck, really bad things can happen.
And it usually doesn't happen immediately, but when you do hook your 20-pound lean cod,
exactly,
and you put a bend in it, then, you know, it could be a year later, it could be a week later.
So I'm a fan of composites. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of
the combination of,
because it is right there in the middle. It'll give you the sensitivity, it'll give you the good action. They seem to be consistent, and that's really important also, one rod to the next. And, they just work good, and they catch me a lot of fish.
That's the most important part.
And whatever happens, Tiffany will fix it.
Right?
and, you know, Corey, you kind of loosely described it, but Tiffany, maybe you could go into a little more. A composite is a blank that, you know, when they're building the blank, it's mostly graphite down towards the butt section and becomes mostly glass at the tip. Is that fair to say, or is that not necessarily the case?
That's fair to say.
Okay. Yeah, and so you get the best of both worlds.
And it is totally customizable in the sense that one can be made exactly that way or any combination thereof, depending on the type of fishing you're doing and the size, the diameter of the rod blank you want, and the action that you want. So where those where it fades from one material into another is a variable that you can work with.
Totally. And that's what's going to be so cool about vaguerods.net is you're going to offer a tremendous amount of blanks from different manufacturers, just like Captain Dave is saying, that are built in different ways. You know, some might have a higher percentage of graphite and some a lower percent. And, you know, Corey likes a rod that is pretty sensitive but also real durable. And Tiffany, you might be not worried about the durability at all because you're going to rebuild it if something happens. So you want something that's ultra sensitive. But all of that is going to be available and explained on your website.
Yes.
Tiffany puts a lot of thought into what a customer might need.
I can tell.
I mean, for example, Tiffany, didn't you just build a whole set of rods for a party boat way up north?
Yeah, I built a 15 rod setup for tornado fishing up in Washington.
In Washington?
Westport, Washington.
Westport, Washington.
Like albacore type rods or salmon rods or something that's going to cover all the way around? Or what are they doing?
It's kind of mid-range. They do 20 to 40 pounds. You know, and it was pretty funny how he found me. He was on eBay.
Okay.
And I had a couple of rods that, you know, I was trying eBay out, seeing what it's all about. And I get this message with him asking me what guides are on this rod.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, they're just XBG guides, you know. And so he bought it. I sent it to him. A couple days later, he gives me a call. Can you make 15?
I love it.
I was like, yeah, I can make 15. And so I went through the whole scenario, the length. And he goes, well, that's the problem because it's for our sports fishing boat, the Tornado. So it's a party boat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll just do standard then. And he's like, okay. And so there it is. 2 weeks later, sent him 15 rods.
Man, that's awesome.
And that's what you get, right?
Yeah, the big lesson there is the same as lessons for construction even. You're standing there at the hardware store looking at the selection of hammers. Well, you got to think about the job you need to do
today.
You know, that dictates your hammer for in construction, dictates your rod in fishing. So you really have to consider what you're doing with that rod today.
Well, I can't wait. I mean, this is going to be a really fun show. I have a tremendous amount of questions for Tiffany, components and materials and rod building machines. And then obviously, Dave, having your background with us too, today's going to be a really fun show. A ton to cover. And Corey, a really unique angle that we don't get to talk about a bunch on Let's Talk. Everybody fishes with a rod and reel, but you know, most of the time that starts with you just buying the rod at the tackle store and walking out the door with it. And there's so many parts and pieces that have happened before that. And Tiffany, it is going to be great. I'm really excited. We're going to have a great show today.
I'm looking forward to it too, Rick. And we haven't even talked about this Channel Islands fishing, right? I mean, it's been some incredible halibut fishing up there this year, right?
Oh, there's been very good halibut fishing in a number of different areas, and we're getting some really sizable fish too.
Yeah, it's been an incredible year, right?
And it's not just halibut. We got the white sea bass going off and on, and calico bass. I mean, we go up when was the last time you caught a double digit calico?
For me, ever.
Yeah, right.
We got them up there. I've seen caught double-digit calico around the Channel Islands.
That's incredible. And not to mention Naples and up and beyond, Trancas. And
we're not going to mention Naples because that's an MPA.
It's an MPA. Yeah, right. But all that zone up there.
Yeah.
How about Elwood? Can we mention Elwood?
Elwood is good.
All right. There we go. How about Campus Point?
Campus Point, you can fish on one side but not the other.
Okay. All right. Hey, we've got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, on that one side, just a little ways away from it, this year, Fish Reef Project put in a reef.
Oh,
no kidding. Okay.
You're kidding me. An artificial reef in California?
Absolutely.
On the fishable side.
On the fishable side.
Wow.
Made with his patented sea caves. And 3 months later, there was already lots of kelp growing on it.
That's awesome.
And we did this in March. And now here in late September, every one of those 16 sea caves has like dozens of kelp plants growing off of them. And
incredible.
They're getting up close to the surface. They're going to be doing a canopy
sea
here
caves.
Awesome.
Sea caves, is that a line of artificial reef they put in?
Yeah, Fish Reef Project, fishreef.org. They have a patented design.
System, yeah.
Yeah, and he's built numerous reefs around the world, working on some off of Baja right now. And we've got these in, and when it grows to the surface and canopies, then we're going to start the process, the permitting process, for 64 acres in that area.
Wow.
Incredible.
Awesome.
Well, hey, we've got a lot to talk about today, Dave. I mean, it's not just rod wrapping, and hey, we've got calico mixed in, too. I love it. And do you want to join us? 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. You can give us a call right now. Or you can text us via the app. It's only done through the app. It's super easy. It's a free download, and it says text the show right there. You want to make sure you do include your name and telephone number at the end of the show. We're going to have Tiffany flip our coin. You can see the coin right there, Tiffany. And we'll have her flipped out at the end of the show. We're giving away, man, Rick, this is so cool, the stuff we give away, right? $300 gift certificate to Costa.
Wow.
So one lucky caller or texter, one of you is going to get that opportunity to go on Costa and pick out your pair of shades, match your, for me it would be an amber, fish in the calicos and the kelp, and maybe a sun shirt to add to it.
That's what's so cool about that prize is you get $300 coming your way. So
right.
You can either buy a super high-end, the Gucciest pair they have at $300, shades and go
yeah.
away, or you can buy a more affordable pair of sunglasses and spend the remainder on coolers and croquis
right?
and sun shirts and all the other stuff. But yeah, you got $300 coming your way from Costa.
213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app. We're going to be right back. More from David Bacon and Tiffany Vague when we return on Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090, and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at NorseLithium.com, that's NorskLithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
All right. right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun in your Rick, and stoked you're feeling better and in the studio.
Yeah, totally.
In the world headquarters here, right?
I guess I should say, again, yeah. I decided to do it again. So a few years ago, Tiffany, you might know this story, but our Let's Talk Hook Up family probably know. So several years ago, on our honeymoon, my wife and I did this epic trip. We went to Montana for a week, rented a truck, drove around, fished all these cool rivers in Montana, you know, researched all these killer Airbnbs and fly fished all the areas we wanted to go. The second leg of that trip, we did a 6-day horse pack trip into the Teton Wilderness and cutthroat trout fly fishing. Unbelievable. Coolest trip of my whole life. 2.5 days into the trip, on the horse coming back to camp, horse got spooked, kicked me off the back, and I broke both my arms. Both of them at the same time. 50 miles back into the backcountry. Long story, 2 broken arms. Bummer for sure. But all good. Healed 100%. No problems. Life is good after that. I have a much less cool story as to why I missed last week's. Wyatt and I, my son, who is a little almost 3, not quite, he's 2. We were playing at the playground, and he was on a jungle gym equipment up high. Kid is fearless, and so I was kind of underneath spotting him, and hands were up instead of head down looking at my feet, and tripped over a piece of kid's equipment, and like the slowest, no big deal, just a little stutter, like, oh, you know, go to your knees, kind of put your hand down to brace your fall. Broke my thumb at the joint, full surgery. I got pins in my hand. Yeah, like wild. So I own one really good story about a broken hand and one not so good one. So anyways, but that's where I have been the last week, was getting that done. Unfortunately, missed the War Heroes on Water tournament. Super bummed, but they had a great time, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to catch up with Rod and get a little recap of the War Heroes tournament. But unfortunately, so I was scheduled to be gone on last week to fish the War Heroes tournament, but instead was doctor and bandage and all that kind of good stuff. But anyways, back at it and feeling good, and yeah, all good.
I'm glad you're getting on the road to recovery.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, again, we're having a great time here this morning. Corey said it best. Boy, if you want to join, it's going to be a very busy morning having Dave and Tiffany in here. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. 213-432-1090. Or send us those texts, those Let's Talk Hookup texts. Only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the only way that you can send in your text questions, and make sure that you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need with your text, because if you win that $300 to Costa, man, we want to get it to you.
It's a really cool prize, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Tiffany, we're going to start off with a text question today, and it came from Tom, who was writing us from Sunbrook, Arizona, and I said, Tiffany, could you please discuss your opinions and the pros and cons of an acid-wrapped rod? And maybe for those that aren't familiar, you could tell us what an acid-wrapped rod is.
An acid-wrapped rod is where it starts, you know, up on the top, and it kind of rotates down to the tip. I've got mixed emotions on that based on things I've seen people do, and the rod doesn't last them as long because there's a lot of torque going on. So I'm one that's kind of against it. Wade, who used to own, or who ran Cousins, went through the whole shebang with me on how bad it is for the blanks, and a lot of the manufacturers won't warranty a blank that's been doing that because of the shifting and stuff that happened.
Very interesting. I mean, it's almost as divided as politics, right?
Yes. Like
you are not lying about that.
You either love it or you absolutely hate it, right?
On the other hand, they look pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I like them.
So when you say it puts more wear on the rod, is it the blank or the components?
It's in my experience with them. I can destroy them. And that is my feeling, is because not only are you bending that rod, but you are twisting the fibers as well. And that's just hard on the material of the rod. If you think about the shape of the individual pieces of material that go into that, kind of not a diamond shape, but almost a pyramid shape, or triangle, really. It's hard on a rod to twist it as you bend it at the same time.
That probably makes more sense to me than anything I've ever been described. Like, that was a very good description.
Yeah, you said it best. People are, it's a hard line divided. Yeah. We'll for sure get emails following, oh, it's the best. So, you know, so for to be fair, the proponents of people that like the acid wrap rod is that the guide train forces the line under the blank, which, you know, the line doesn't necessarily want to be, and let me say this too, I'm with you, Tiffany. I'm a standard orientation. I like my guides on top of the rod, always have, always will. I don't feel like there's a problem with my rod twisting or torquing. I've never been pulling on a fish and thought, man, if my guides were upside down, this thing would be perfect. But to be fair, the proponents of that, the idea is the line now naturally falls underneath the blank, which is a direction it wants to go. And you could worry less about the line kind of shooting under the blanks from guide placement.
The other part of this, too, is if you're a fisherman that fish as we have a word for it, your monthly warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really worry about that, you know, the placements of the guides and the torquing and stuff on the rod. But if you're like us, where we were fishing every single day, that's when you need to worry about it. So, mm-hmm. But if, again, it's the person who wants the rod to be built. If they want to have acid rod wrap,
yeah.
Have the acid wrap.
And you're no stranger to it, I'm sure. You've built plenty of them. You have before, will again. If a customer knows, hey, man, this is how I like my rods, and I fish them this way, and they work great for me, and he wants a vague custom rod that's done that direction, no problem.
Yeah.
Cool. And on a rail-style rod, it doesn't affect it at all, right? I mean, that's...
Not on the rail.
No,
I mean,
not
you're
really.
You're not holding it down to where all of a sudden, you know, well, I hope... They're not putting that part of the rod on the rail, but I mean they shouldn't have any problem with that.
Yeah,
if they do, they need to lift the rod up.
And a rail rod is usually substantial and sturdy enough that you can do a lot of damage to that rod and it'll put up with it.
Yeah, it's true.
You see a lot of, at least down here, and I'm sure probably up your way too, there has been a real big increase in those like jigging style blanks. And so much of this big bluefin that's being caught down this way, and I'm sure some of that bluefin that's being caught up your guys' way too, is a lot of nighttime and jig fishing and speed jigging, all those. And you see a lot of those rods being wrapped with an acid wrap. Is you think that's more just for the sake of style than it is the sake of function, I guess? That's how I feel anyways. I don't know. Again, this is your guys' world so much more than ours, but I almost think it's more of like a style thing than not. But again, like you said, teach their own.
Exactly.
I like it. Cool. Well, Corey, why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug Cullen from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
What's
appreciate
up, Doug?
You joining us.
Yeah, on those threads at the fishing shop, what's the difference between the A, B, and A, C, and D, I think it is.
So he's referring to the rod wrapping thread, Tiffany, and was just curious what the difference is between an A, a B, a D, a C, a D, you know, that kind of thing. And maybe you could elaborate why one would choose a size over another.
Have you wrapped a rod before?
Yeah.
Okay. The size on the A, B, C, D, there's also E. It's all on a size difference, and then you go into brand. So basically you're looking at the size. So if you're... doing a cross wrap, you could do a C or a D. If you're doing something, you know, so each of the sizes, you know, are used for certain things.
And would you use one multiple sizes while building the same rod? Like, is there ever a time when you would use an A and a D, or do you kind of choose one and build it?
When you're weaving, I use two different sizes. I'll either do AC or, you know, the lower one and then a higher one.
Okay.
So you use two different sizes when weaving. You can use two different sizes for, you know, decorative end wraps and stuff. You just have to make sure it's really shoved close because you're going to have a gap and there's going to be an abrasion on it. But pretty much for the sizes and the numbers, it's for the size of the
diameter of the thread.
Yeah.
Got it. You mentioned something real quickly that we haven't talked about yet, and that was weaving. And, oh, my God.
What she brought in is incredible. Do you have that online anywhere? I mean, for somebody to go look, because
I have
it's incredible.
On my YouTube channel, it's called The Process. It's a video that shows, you know, just a quick little video of it, of how I'm weaving this. The skull.
The skull's incredible looking.
All of them. I was just blown away. Yeah. I mean, Tiffany brought in a rod that's got like a dream catcher that you would look at it at a glance and assume it was a fancy decal, and then you start to stare at it and you realize, like, no, this was woven with thread, like individual teeny pieces of thread made this design, whether it's the skull or it's the dream catcher or whatever else you're doing. It's incredible.
And it kind of depends on how you psychologically or emotionally approach your fishing. Those two weaves, the skull, is that's a gorgeous but just plain badass.
It really is.
You know, and you look at it and, oh, yeah, I can go take fish with this. But then you look at the dream catcher, and that is, you're approaching fishing with a spiritual perspective now. That kind of gorgeous art is at a different level. It's not badass. It's almost spiritual.
So that's a great one. So what does David Bacon go fishing with? Does he go fishing with the badass skull, or is he more spiritual?
You really want to know what I fish with? Does anybody really want to know what Captain David Bacon fishes with?
I know I do.
When you're talking calico bass and 10 pounders, yeah, I want to know.
Okay, we'll talk about this. Captain Tiffany builds my custom signature series rod.
Yeah.
It's called a Bacon Sticks.
All right.
STIX, yeah. Bacon Sticks. And, you know, earlier I talked about people coming in and asking me, you know, is there an all-around rod that you can build me?
Yeah,
And really what I've done with that is come up with the Bacon Stick concept, because the concept can go on any blank. So you want to catch that double-digit calico? Yeah, we got a Bacon Sticks for that. You want to go do that deep drop bluefin or jigging for them or whatever you want to do? Yeah, we got a Bacon Sticks for that. Because in reality, I am what I call a blood and guts fisherman. I want tough. That's what I want. Tiffany builds them beautiful, so, hey, they're out there looking fine, too. But the part about them that I like is they are tough. And Tiffany builds a Bacon Sticks on any blank. And if somebody wants a blood and guts tough rod, it's a Bacon Stick.
So the componentry that you would pick for one of your Bacon Sticks is all lending towards that. Heavy duty, beat it up. This thing falls on the deck, drops out of your bundle, no problem. Right back to fishing. And like you said, you can build ultralight and ultra-sensitive, but that's not what a Bacon Sticks is all about.
Bacon Sticks is blood and guts fishing.
I like it, man.
I like it too. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, Corey, with all this talk about calico bass fishing and Captain Dave and double-digit calico bass, I got to turn it over to you. If your goal is going up and catching a big fish, a big calico bass on an MC weedless, what is the Shimano reel of choice? What are you throwing?
It's a 300 Tranks, Rick. Okay. It's 65-pound Power Pro, 60. If I'm going to Cedros, 80-pound leader, like nothing lighter. Up in that zone, at least a 60-pound leader. The chances of a 30, 40-pound sea bass are right around the corner next cast.
We talk about Tranks a lot. Tranks comes in two options, the standard 300 and the 300 HG, the faster gear ratio versus a slower gear ratio, a double paddle handle versus a power handle. Does Corey Sandin have a favorite?
I have levitated toward the power handle, mm-hmm. Okay?
The
and the HG, for sure. I'm all about the speed, man.
Okay.
Get her
like
done.
It.
Cranking power, you can't beat it.
Well, there you go. For more information, check out your local dealer or Shimano.com.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresci of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and such a fun show, Rick. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us through the app. And you want to make sure you give your name and telephone number when you text the show, because we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to COSA. You can go on to COSA.com and choose whatever you want. Glasses, some sun shirts, hats, whatever you want.
Totally. I know there's just so much cool info. We had a winner of one of those prizes come through the tackle store the other day, and just, you know, wanting to try on glasses and find the pair that fit just right. So you find the frame that was just right. Then he wrote it down and ordered himself up a brand new pair of shades. Yeah, pretty sweet.
And I think you guys have every combination of not only frames, but the lenses.
I don't know about every, but we got a lot.
We got a lot. Come on.
I'm a Spiro.
I think you're underselling it.
I'm a Spiro XL guy. That's my favorite. I like the Spiro XL frame and a gray silver mirror lens. That's my...
I'm Amber all the way.
Yeah, I like it. Well, the phones have been packed up again. Like Corey said, if you want to get your shot to get through on the phones, 213-432-1090. We've got some patient callers standing by, but I wanted to read another text, and it says, "Hey, thanks for another really interesting show. I'm new to rod building, but I've had one custom rod for me built in previous, and I really have enjoyed the final product. Tiffany, could you talk a little bit about what customizations you can do when building a custom rod to make it fit for an individual and provide a better fishing experience?" And that's from DJ in San Diego.
Well, DJ, first, the most important part is getting the measurements of the length of your arm. So you want to measure from the tip of your elbow to the palm of your hand, and that is going to be the length of your rear grip, including the butt. Another thing is you want to find out if you like fast action rods, heavy rods, slow action. You know, that's another one, because the pull of that is going to affect your back as well.
What is that, Tiffany? What is fast action and what is slow action?
I'll do that. Fast action. Guy, I remember when we first came out with that, because we needed to cast jigs to Bonita, Barracuda, and Bass, the bees, right? And it's a rod with a fair amount of backbone, but when you get up to the top, boy, they turn soft on you. And the value of that was you could use a smaller, lighter jig and cast it a nautical mile, or it seemed like. And so that became the fast action or super fast action. And now we've refined to the point where you can almost measure action in ounces, you know, and put the kind of action that you want for exactly the kind of fishing or lure choice or swim bait bait choice or whatever you got that you want to put out there.
Yeah. So a parabolic rod is a rod that bends. It's very bendy. It bends all the way down towards the handle.
Yeah.
And
it's totally flexible from one end to the other, and it creates a long arc. So that's not a fast action.
Yeah, that's a slow action.
Right. Well, it's not even an action at all. It's a different type of thing. It's a parabolic.
Right.
Parabolic and faster. Slow action is almost like apples and oranges. Parabolic, the entire rod bends. Action part of the rod bends more than any other part of the rod.
But the faster a rod is, the quicker it stops bending?
No, it's the softer the tip is. And softer, I mean more pliable, more bendable. And so you can cast lighter lures with that very fast action.
Got it.
And in the beginning class, we go over it. This is a topic that can take hours to cover.
Right.
So in the beginning class, we go over the types of actions of the rods.
Got it.
Because
cool.
Everybody's
different.
Desire is completely different.
Exactly.
I love a more parabolic outfit, but I also like heavy spectra, and that doesn't go with the graphite style, you know, that doesn't bend and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Totally. Well, and to finish out DJ's question, in terms of, like, custom fit, what are some of the things that DJ would custom fit his rod when he picked out a vague custom rod?
If he wants what type of guides, first we got to figure out what he's fishing for and how he's fishing for, because that's going to dictate other scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Need to know how he's fishing for them. If he's live bait fishing for them, if he's popping jigs, if he's doing this or doing that, we need to find out that and then get the measurements, figure out which blank, which would be best suit between how he's fishing for it, the type of rod he'd like. So there's many different factors to ask what he wants so that we can get the perfect rod for him.
That's great information.
And the benefit of this is you're getting these questions asked to you by people who have done this for your entire lives, and you know what questions to ask DJ to bring out the right answers to then build him the perfect rod.
And for DJ's sake, part of the reason she's asking all these questions is to help DJ catch the fish, but also to save wear and tear on DJ's back.
Sure.
And wrists and shoulders and all of those body parts. Because if you have a rod that is built to your measurements, and considering the kind of fish you're doing today, you've got one that you can use all day long without it being nearly as painful as if you just go buy a store-bought rod out of the rack and built for the average person and go out and use it.
I love it. That's awesome. Well said. Great job.
All right. Hey, we're going to jump into the catch report, Rick. We got Brian Woolley on hold there, and it's all about Gamakatsu hooks. And it's not just about the hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you will always want it more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they will never rust. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And I can't wait to try those ceramic braids.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's a cool set of scissors. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley at Dana Wars Sport Fishing Online. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there, man. Interesting aspect of the show. I don't think you guys have ever really had anyone with rod billing on there before.
I agree. I'm loving it. Yeah, we're having a really good time this morning, but equally wanting to know about that great fishing going on up at Dana Wharf.
Cool. Did you guys put your hands in the bay this week? Feel the water temperature change?
I'm not feeling
cold.
A lot with my hands this week. I got a couple of new pins going through one of them, so no, I haven't done a whole lot of bay feeling lately, but thanks for rubbing it in.
Well, yeah, water got chilly, man. Low 60s. I know for the bacon, they're like, man, that's warm. But for us down here, it's been really stuff. It changes things up down here. So half-day trips this week. Did fish for some bass with some decent action on the sand bass over the hard bottom zones there through San Clemente, some of that Wheeler Reef zone, that flat hard bottom there. Did kick out some fish. But we're seeing more and more sheep hitting accounts this week as well. That, I think, coincides with the curiosity nature of those fish with all that lobster gear going in the water. That stuff's starting to kind of perk up and move around with that. So sinker rigs fished well for the sand bass and the sheephead. The guys that brought the shrimp for bait did well with the sheephead. But definitely the cooler water changed your approach. Had to be down near the bottom there with with the fish to get the bites there for sure. Three-quarter day, still some sand bass opportunities in some other areas of some low relief hard bottom down below Salmon Opry. Some good action on that stuff, sorting through short fish to find the legals. Guys, we're doing well on the artificial lures this week. We're fishing, we saw lots of guys fishing the slug baits this week, Corey, nice. Down near the bottom, just kind of rolling that along the bottom. Smaller presentations, things that look like anchovies, we're getting the bites for us on those sand bass. And also, we did start to mix in a little bit of rockfish, kind of out of necessity with things slowing down a little bit on the beach. So we've been out there in that rockfish zone. So we're telling guys, bring a few sinkers, 8 to 10 ounce sinkers with you. There is a possibility that we will fish both of that stuff inshore and some of that rockfish here as just kind of out of necessity with that cooler water. So the Fury, he was over at Clemente the majority of his week fishing some rockfish, whitefish, a little bit of bass, some bonito action. He did have one two-day trip middle of the week where they got outside there to the Outer Banks and had some of that bluefin opportunity as well. So just kind of like a transitional week for sure. You can feel it in the weather. You can feel it in the water. We are looking forward to the first here. We'll be able to, you know, get out into that deeper water.
Yeah.
We have a limited load trip that I'll be running on the Sun Fun on the 2nd. That's Wednesday. So limited to 18 guys, $150 a pop. We're going to get out to the 14 and see if we can find some of that stuff out there a little bit deeper. So that'll be a fun trip. We'll see how that shakes out for us this next week. But yeah, just come prepared. Call the office for tackle info. We'll try and keep our Instagram page up and relevant as to what to expect on some of these trips here as we get out into that deeper water as well. But that was kind of it. You could totally feel the transitional nature of the week across the board, both in what we were catching, our approaches, and with the weather. It's changing here. So give the landing a call. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page at danawarf.com. And I will throw this out there as well. With this rockfish stuff changing, the Sport Fishing Association of California, or SAC, has a whole list of that 50-fathom waypoint line on their website. And I strongly recommend, if you're going to be targeting rockfish this week, to go onto their website, get their set of waypoints that's, you know, the state has adopted for their 50-fathom line, and get those in your plotter so you know where you're fishing this week, because, you know, it's not only lobster season, but those guys are going to be out and active making sure people are fishing where they're supposed to be fishing with this opener.
That is such good advice, Willie, because it's not. It's not just a straight line, and it's not just a single fathom line either. It is a set of points, you know, put forth, you know, by DFW. So, yeah, a really, really good call. Important to keep yourself safe.
And it does sound totally. It sounds like a pain in the rear, really, but we should have gratitude the fact that we could do it too, Brian, right? I mean, it's kind of
totally.
It's a pain, but it's something we could deal with.
Absolutely. Just put them in your plotter. And guys might be surprised. There's stuff that's under 300 feet that's, you know, outside the waypoint line. So it's not just right. A 300-foot line. You know, there's opportunity in all depths. You just have to know where you are on your plotter. So
well said.
Definitely load that up so you're good to go.
Well,
cool, guys. Thanks for that.
Great job, as always, brother. Thanks for putting it forward. Really excited to hear about what you guys do on that big trip, only because I remember last year when that deep water zone opened. Boy, those first couple of trips out of Dana Wharf were pretty special and some really cool deep water fishing. So we're looking forward to hearing a report and more of the same. And, boy, I'm jealous of all the guys that jump on that special deep water trip for you this week.
Cool. Well, we'll keep you posted. And I'm waving at you with my good hand right now. So.
All right. Well, I'm hanging up on you with my bad one.
Yeah.
So.
Roger.
Appreciate your report as always, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
That's a good one, Rick, for sure. And we've got the surf guru himself on hold here. We're going to go to Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
What up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
We're doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, that that water temp really dumped. You know, not the reports we want to hear, especially at this time of year. You know, normally October. You know, you get the little Indian summer, maybe some Santa Anas, but we're not seeing any signs of that. But, you know, things can change. I would say we're not done yet by any stretch. We lost 4 to 6 degrees, even up to 10 degrees on a couple of beaches off San Diego. That's a big old slam. But, you know, I think it was just kind of a rollover deal, and I think we'll get back up to, you know, probably the mid, I think 66 degrees was the warmest water temp I could find this morning, so that's pretty significant. But, you know, let's look at the positive side of things. I think, you know, we're going to see some anchovies, sardines, winds move into the shallows, you know, and it might set up, you know, for a pretty good fall halibut-wise, maybe some striped bass in there and stuff. So we're always optimistic on this thing. You know, maybe some more bonita. The bonita didn't show that well this week, but if that anchovy comes back, they will be there guaranteed. So hook, line, sinker reported fair fishing, mostly short halibut in the surf, good numbers of smaller barred perch, especially out west. I think 8-9 inches was probably the better fish. Mixed water conditions, you know, there was actually some of the water temps in Santa Barbara were warmer than some of the water temps off San Diego. So that's how kind of screwy we are. Big fish reported slow beach bite. The best bet, and this was up and down the coast, was the bay fishing, lagoon fishing, good numbers of spotted bay bass. Alamitos Bay, Huntington Harbor was very good. I talked to some guys who fished live smelt in Alamitos Bay, and they had something like 40 bass and 5 or 6 halibut. So that's something to look at. A little more stable water temperature in those bays and stuff. And then Pacific Coast reported much the same. Some catches in Carlsbad Lagoon. The beach was, they had some 62-degree water on some of the beaches there, so really chill. They seen the Corbina even in the cool water. So like I said, I think it's just a function of the weather. You know, if we get something, some offshore set up, you know, I think we'll get back into it. But kind of a funky deal. And that's how it's been all year. You know, we just, no consistency. And, you know, that's what it's doling out this year. We got to take it.
I'm with you. And you know what? I think a lot is the same. I think it's more of a rollover than a season changer, at least right now. It's still September. And, boy, October traditionally has been some of the best surf fishing that we have. And you know, we usually, like, ride the transition down, not flip the switch. But, like you say, Andy, we're just going to see what the conditions give us. And the best thing about the surf is there's always things to fish.
Yep.
I mean, even in the dead of winter, you just change your tactics and change your baits and change how you're fishing, and plenty of fishing still ahead of us.
That's right. Like you said, it's only September, so hang on to your hat.
So, too, Gundy, a great report, buddy, as always. Appreciate you getting
good show, guys. I'll see you next week.
You got it. Talk to you then. Thanks, Gundy.
All right. It's brought to us by SurfFishTackle.com. For all your surf fishing needs, check it out. It's SurfFishTackle.com. And for the newest surf fishing gear, Fish the Surf. It'll help make you a better angler on the beach. And I think when we come back, we have something to talk about with the combination and collaboration with Bill Varney, right?
Hey, I like it.
And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090, and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hideaway Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchOfSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchOfSportFishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Fishworks, Owner, Phoenix, West Coast Jiggers, and Shimano. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.